This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion, you know what? I'm not even supposed to be doing that right now. I had way too many things on my mind. And that's why I'm glad I have help this hour. Because here to recap what has been an interesting week, no matter whose angle you look at it from, we get to see it from the viewpoint of the truth about guns with Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening from Austin, Texas. It's beautiful here.
I'm sure it is. I need to come to Austin just because there's so many people I know in Austin. Pipe Hitters Union is a sponsor, and they're out there, too. So I need to come out there and check that place out.
Well, we'd love to entertain you while you're here.
I've heard that the streets are paved with marijuana and unicorns.
I haven't seen either of those lately.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of marijuana, but I haven't seen any of the streets. I'll take a look, though, for you.
I have been very happy with the truth about guns because you guys have been covering this whole financial brouhaha that it sort of seems like to me, just based on your coverage, that all of these financial places seem to think that we can't read.
What do you think it is that they think we can't read about?
Well, like, you know, like I know that the Bank of America or Intuit, I can't remember which one. Maybe it was Intuit. Intuit apparently said that this bank is the one that did this. And then when they contacted the bank said, no, we didn't do that.
Well, that's right. Intuit tried to fob off their lack of processing credit card charges for gun-related companies on a bank. They try to say, hey, it's not our decision. The bank won't do it. And then when they would talk to the bank, it turns out that isn't the case at all. In fact, Intuit backed down in another way this week, which was really interesting. They had originally cut off credit card charges that they were processing for Gunsight Academy in right. Arizona. And Gunsight had tens of thousands of dollars of credit card charges reversed. So this is product that they had sold. These were classes that people had taken, and Intuit, through their QuickBooks product, reversed those charges. So Gunsight was left in the lurch, having to go back to all these people who had bought product and taken classes and they had to try to get them to pay via other means, through another credit card, because Gunsight had to find another credit card processor. But this week, Intuit contacted Gunsight and offered to compensate them for their time and trouble in all of this.
Now,
out of the blue.
Now, I'm not one of these financial wonder kinds, okay? I don't know about this kind of finance at that level. When Intuit did that, did they possibly, were they sort of breaking a law, taking and reversing all these charges? Were they, in effect, stealing from Gunsight?
I'm not clear. I'm sure that you could make a case for that. I'm guessing that Gunsight's attorneys certainly could have made a case for that. And what was interesting was that in the press release that Gunsight issued, letting it be known that Intuit had offered to a, quote, fair compensation, unquote. Gunsight's COO, Ken Campbell, made it clear that this wasn't in response to a threat of a lawsuit or any other intimidation on the part of Gunsight. But I have to think that Intuit's attorneys looked at what happened and looked at the potential liability and said, hey, we don't have a leg to stand on here. We got to make it right because Gunsight was clearly spending hundreds of hours of man hours trying to recoup money that in fact, basically Intuit had yanked from them that was due to them.
Now, I used to use Intuit, but I just don't, you know, the amount, you know, if I sell everything I've got in my inventory, it's not a whole lot of work. So there's not a whole lot of work involved there. So I didn't need to have an Intuit hanging with it. So I canceled the service before they sort of went rogue on this. Is Intuit, and I mean, Intuit is actually TurboTax and all of these other, there are a lot of things out there, but is Intuit the big dog when it comes to this kind of service?
They are. They're QuickBooks, they're TurboTax, and they've got a couple other big brands. And apparently there are a fair number of people who had canceled over this. We had first reported this story about a month ago, but this week the New York Post ran a story on this as well, which got a lot more play, obviously, than did our post. Ours is pretty much confined to the gun community.
Right.
They're mainstream media. So I'm sure that has something to do with it as well. We're glad that we could break that for the mainstream media and get some attention to the story. Just the fact that Intuit was in effect shamed into doing this, and I'm sure pressured by their attorneys, it's a pretty good victory.
It's a good victory, but I mean, it's not one of these things where they got out there and had a change of heart. This is them trying to do a lot of damage control. Is there anybody that does the same service that just wasn't first?
There are a number of people that process credit card charges like this, and there are a number of people that will still do it for gun companies. What's interesting about this is Intuit hasn't made it clear as to whether they will continue or they will change their policy back to processing charges for local gun stores, people like training companies like Gunside. Gunside actually sells some guns as well. So we don't know if this is a full change of heart or if this is just a way to compensate them and get Gunside to go away and they'll choose not to do any business in the future with any new companies.
I don't know. It kind of, that's the thing about this. Once it happens, it you know, it's like a heat injury. After you have the first one, the next one's going to be easier. So
yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I need to look into who is gun friendly. I'm waiting for the gun industry itself to create their own financial services.
Well, there have been some attempts at that in the past. McMillan had done something like that. There have been a few. None of them have really been a success. I would love to see it as well.
I think they don't pursue that because all of a sudden everybody backs down and it's like YouTube. After YouTube throws a bunch of people off and then they stop throwing them off for a minute and then everybody's like, well, maybe it'll be okay. So
yeah.
I think there might be a little complacency there. I think the gun industry needs to go ahead and just go full bore. And what is it? It's how big of an industry is the gun industry? How many billions of dollars a year?
Oh, the last one I saw, I think it was 10 billion. Not sure.
Wouldn't that be great just to take all of that revenue out of the banks and out of the purview of the traditional, the BOAs and the, all these other guys? That would be good.
It's clearly problematical for them. So why give it to them if they don't want the business?
Well, it's not just that they don't want the business. Some of these banks are out there wanting to describe what they call best practices. And, you know, I don't describe their best practices. I don't know why they should get out there and start telling a gun manufacturer what their best practice should be. There's so many layers between them and the end user anyway. It's the gun manufacturer is just sort of it's almost like an incidental, in the actual pathway of the gun, besides the fact they build it, of course.
Well, yes, and anything that a Bank of America or a Citibank does isn't going to impact violence in the streets of America in the least.
Not even a little bit, yeah.
It just allows them to say that we've done something.
They can feel good, a little virtue signaling, if you will. Dan is the editor of a website called The Truth About Guns, T-Tag, and it is a gigantic aggregator of news with a full complement of writers and very prolific on the amount of articles they put up, fresh articles every day, 10, 15 fresh articles every day. Finger is on the pulse. They're hitting it from all angles. Go check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this is the recap from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. And one thing I want to point out for those of you that want to catch, they do something called the T-Tag Daily Digest, which is sort of a lightning round, if you will, that is four or five articles encapsulated in one posting, I guess. Is that a fair description, Dan?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I like it because, you know, I just want the facts, ma'am. I'm sort of like Joe Friday. But anyway, What else caught your eye this week at Truth About Guns?
Well, the city of Deerfield, Illinois, the village of Deerfield, Illinois, their gun ban, their assault weapons and large capacity magazine ban was due to go into effect this week.
Today.
And it would have outlawed not just the sale of those items, but the possession, which means that residents or anyone in the city of or village of Deerfield had to turn their guns in, take them outside the city, sell them, whatever. They had to get them out. They were challenged by a couple of lawsuits, one by Gun Save Life and backed by the National Rifle Association, and another was brought by the Illinois State Rifle Association, and they had the Second Amendment Foundation behind them on that one. And both of those suits were successful this week in getting a temporary restraining order issued. And fortunately, the people who own Scary Black Rifles in Deerfield can hold on to it, at least for now, at least until the suit is fully adjudicated.
Now, I've been seeing that, you know, I'm not a big let the courts handle it kind of thing, but like, I was very upset when they introduced the gun violence restraining order in California, for example. But in only 12% of the cases have they actually found, the judges there, have they actually found it necessary to keep somebody else's guns, albeit they're doing it anyway without due process in the beginning. It's not quite the slam dunk sometimes with the judiciary, is it?
No, it isn't. It isn't. But in this case, the city of Deerfield didn't have a lot going for it. Illinois has a preemption law on the books.
Right.
And when that preemption law was enacted, it grandfathered in any more strict laws that local cities may have had in place. So when Deerfield enacted this law, this assault weapons ban, back in April, they did it by amending a pre-existing law and claiming that because they amended the pre-existing law, this assault weapons ban was grandfathered in, which is a tortured way of looking at it at best, and it didn't convince the judge. The judge said that the ordinance was clearly preempted by state law. It was clearly a new ordinance, and as the new ordinance was written, it doesn't even ban so-called high-capacity magazines. So they struck out on 3 points.
Does it make you wonder sometimes, like it does me, with some of these lawyers, why they would represent, like Stormy Daniels? Why would they represent these kind of I guess for the publicity and.
Yeah, I think they get a lot of publicity, and that probably leads to more clients, even though they may know that something like this is a losing proposition.
Right.
The city of Deerfield has some help from some very large, very prominent white shoe law firms in Chicago. But you can only make so much of an argument. You can't make a silver purse out of a sow's ear. And given the situation, this just didn't fly. Now, again, this is just a temporary restraining order. The entire suit has to be still to be heard. And then I'm sure it'll be appealed. So we've got a long road to hoe here. But at least the gun owners of Deerfield are safe for now and can keep their firearms.
You know, I was speaking with somebody from New Jersey last night, Tony Simon from New Jersey, Second Amendment is for Everybody, Diversity Shoot Guy. And these people that live in these states like Illinois, New Jersey, these pro-gun people are they're better people than me.
Yeah,
because I would be looking at these guys, I'd be like, well, I'll just go to Tennessee or Austin, Texas, or South Carolina, or somewhere where I don't have to worry about all of this micromanagement in my life, and you guys can just stay here and you can keep the stool samples. Thanks, it's been fun. And you know, move on from that. And, you know.
Well, a lot of people have done that. I mean, Illinois, I think, is the state with the most net out migration of any state in the last 20 years, and California isn't far behind. Both of those states have other problems, certainly besides their gun laws. They have serious financial problems, and they're highly regulated and very high tax burden. But gun laws, I'm sure, plays into that as well. And we certainly hear about it on the blog in the comments, of people talking about moving out of Illinois, you know, moving to Indiana, moving to Missouri, people moving out of California for Arizona, and God help us, a lot of them have moved here as well, and to bring their voting proclivities.
That's the problem. It doesn't seem to the freedom, the being able to decompress and come somewhere where it's just normal in these United States, doesn't seem to impress them enough to where they don't want to say, well, you know, I miss all of my leftist ways.
Yeah, you think they want to leave what they don't like about California behind them and not transport it with them to places like Texas, where we certainly don't need that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I looked at Deerfield. I got that. I had people popping that up in the chat room when it finally hit, and I was very glad to see that. But at the same time, they're in it for the long game. I mean, it's a lifelong fight. If there ever comes a time where you don't have to write about gun grabbers, I'm figuring my last broadcast will be the one where you hear my head hit the mic when I pass away, you know, behind the mic.
So that'll probably be my last post, too, yeah. And I don't think that I'll ever run out of content in terms of people trying to further restrict Second Amendment rights or get rid of gun rights in toto.
Some of the stupidity they come up with for some of the reasons that they want to get rid of guns and all the other stuff where they're getting out there. You know, some of the stuff that they write when they're out there talking about just gun violence, but right now, you know, they're trying to go with the suicide angle, which I don't consider suicide to be gun violence. I consider that to be really, really sad.
It is. But, it is very sad. And you're right, I don't consider that gun violence either. And that's two-thirds of the people that are killed every year by firearms in this country.
Then the other half of what's left is gang violence, drug-related act. And then you get into actual real murders, like Murder, She Wrote would look into, but that's all.
Murders, right, and then comparatively few actual accidents and, you know, horrible situations where a kid finds a gun. And with every one of them is terrible, but it's a relatively small number, thank goodness.
It is. And you can hear all about all this stuff at The Truth About Guns, where Dan is the editor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump ordered new tariffs on over $50 billion on Chinese goods. The president joined Fox and Friends to talk about what this means for trade.
But there is no trade war. They've taken so much. So last year, $375 billion in trade deficit. We had a $300 with China. We had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. Not going to happen anymore. Right. It's not going to happen. Can't happen.
Today, the neighbor of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who attacked him outside his home last year, was sentenced to 30 days in federal prison. The attack was over yard debris that Paul repeatedly stacked near the line between their two properties. Saturday Night Live has always been a place for politics, pop culture, and humor. Although bashing President Trump seems to be more the focus these days, some SNL actors have said they hope that will change as it approaches its 43rd year of being on the air. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are reviewing the week as it was, according to the truth about guns, and that is with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief, the main cook and bottle washer. And do you get all the nicest guns in the shop?
Oh, I don't. I get to try a few.
Okay.
But we've got some people that are better at reviewing guns than I am.
Okay.
So we spread them around to people like John Wayne Taylor and Jeremy S. and Chris Heiss and a number of our other writers, so... No, I don't hog all the good ones.
I gotcha. Okay. So, anyway. And now, according to Dan Zimmerman, what else was a highlight in the week at the Shooting
Well,
Guns?
We had the people who run policy for our friends at the American Medical Association get together this week and come out with a policy statement. And
yes, they did.
These doctors, who know exactly how you should live your life, what you should eat, what you should drink, think that you need fewer guns in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And toward that, they are calling for a training requirement in order to own firearms, an assault weapons ban, of course. They want to see the age for purchasing firearms raised to 21, never mind that you are a legal adult at age 18, that you can serve in the military. They don't think anyone is responsible enough to own a firearm until they're at least 21 years old. They want to keep schools as gun-free zones. The only people that they might allow in schools with a firearm would be a police officer, school resource officers, that type of thing. So no armed teachers. They think that national carry reciprocity is a horrible idea. If you have a carry permit in Texas, they don't think that you should be able to take it to Illinois. I'm sure they're fine with you being married in Texas and that Illinois recognizing that, but not the same for a carry permit. And they're all for red flag laws, so-called gun violence restraining orders, which, as we've talked about before, are very low on due process protections for the individuals who are the targets of these actions. So that's what your doctors, or some of them anyway, think that that's the way they think you should live your life. Now,
I haven't. Has the DRGO come out with anything in response to that one? That's like a really target-rich environment for them.
In fact, they did. They had a post this week fisking a lot of these points. One of the biggest is the fact that only about 20% of the doctors in the U.S. belong to the AMA. So while they would have you believe that they're talking for the entire medical community, that's hardly the case.
Right.
And another thing, I don't think even the DRGO brought this up, but one thing that you don't hear the AMA talk about very often is that while 32,000 people die by firearms every year.
I know where you're going. Go that way.
At least 200,000, and maybe it's depending on who's doing the estimating, as high as 450,000 people die from medical mistakes and malpractice in this country every year, which that dwarfs the number of people who die by firearms. So
it's number three leading cause of death in the United States.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe the people who run the AMA should clean up their own house before they try to tell other people how they should live.
See, this is just like Intuit. See, nobody ever thinks that when they say one of these things that we read. And I, you know, this whole AMA thing, the first thing I would love to, can me and you get in there? Can we get some like fake credentials? We can be in there going, excuse me, I'm Dr. Heinz Weinstraub. I'm from the Logic Institute. Shouldn't we stop killing people before we worry about this smaller number that's less than 10% of how many people we kill per year?
Exactly. They've got bigger problems. How about worrying about infections? How about worrying about medical, surgical mistakes, that type of thing, leaving sponges in patients? Let's handle that. If they just cut back on 10% of those deaths, it would more than compensate for the number of people who die by firearms. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't try to reduce both of them.
Right.
But come on, you all have far bigger problems in your own community than we do in ours.
This is the thing about what we do, isn't it? I mean, these guys get out there, and do they honestly believe we're not going to get out there and has it ever been pointed out to them, you know, if anything you said was true, there would be no guns allowed in the United States?
No. If gun owners were as violent and dangerous as everybody on the other side makes them out to be, they would have a lot to worry about. We would be a lot less peaceful and a lot less responsible with our firearms than we currently are. And they don't ever want that to get to that point. I mean, that would be terrible. So they portray us as violent, racist, crazy gun owners who
right.
want nothing more than to just shoot somebody at the least provocation. When clearly we've got well over 100 million firearm owners in this country who are law-abiding and peaceful, and that's why we only have, again, 32,000 people die in this country a year. Again, one more time, got to say, I don't want to have anybody die by a gun, especially in an accidental type situation. But when you look at it on a mathematical level and look at it on a statistical level, gun owners are extraordinarily safe with their firearms.
We could make those numbers go down if we get rid of Democrats in government.
Well, everybody has a chance to do that every time they get in.
I know that. That's the thing about these areas like Chicago that just drive me crazy. Chicago, Baltimore, all these places where they have crazy. Well, I mean, the crime should not be anywhere near where it is.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Chicago because I talked to Maj Duray last week.
Yeah.
And he is taking his traveling road. Exactly. Black Guns Matter. He goes around the country going into urban areas and teaching urban populations all about guns, how to handle them safely, how to get a concealed carry license, how to store them safely, He talks about local laws. He even has local doctors who provide mental health resources for these people. And I asked him why, and he said, well, a lot of these, he said, you know, oh, we have service members who go over and are in war zones, and they may be in just one or two firefights a year, hopefully the fewer the better, obviously, and that results in PTSD for some of these people. He said people in South Chicago and some of these violent areas, they may see shootings every week. A lot of these people have serious problems, and they need help, and they don't have resources. So he does, he handles that, too. So he's taking his show to Chicago this week. He'll be there tomorrow. And if you're interested in going, you can attend for only $5. It's a four-hour course and learn how to handle a firearm safely, how to store it safely, and how to get a concealed carry license, even in Illinois.
Which is real gun control. Controlling
the gun is real gun control. Exactly. Everyone has Second Amendment rights, and that's what that's the message he's spreading.
Yeah, I like it. I think all gun controllers should have to go to Chicago, where there's actually some stuff going on instead of coming into my town. Moms Demand Action came to my town not too long ago, and I'm like, the only reason they come to towns like mine though is they know that there's no real violence for them to be concerned about. But anyway, we're coming up on the break, so if you will, let me tout the website truthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan and his band of writers put out a whole bunch of content every day, about 90 articles a week, if you start doing a little bit of math here and there. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Dan Zimmerman as we recap the highlights, the best of, the truth about guns, which it's not really the best of because we just don't have enough time to cover that. So we're just trying to do what we can. So anyway, what else tickled your fancy?
Well, they held a debate in Florida this week among the candidates who are running for the nomination to run for governor in November. And it kind of devolved into who's the most progressive thing. Everybody trying to demonstrate how left-leaning they were, and one of the planks, of course, was trying to demonstrate how against guns they were.
Right.
Gwen Graham is the daughter of former Governor Bob Graham. She's one of the leading candidates, from what I understand, and she probably took the cake because she announced that if she were elected governor, she would outlaw assault weapons, quote unquote. She didn't define what that means. It probably just means every semi-automatic gun
in the world.
She outlaws in the world by decree.
Right.
No legislation, no nothing. She's just going to declare them illegal. And she is going to do that under the Florida Emergency Powers Law, which gives the governor the ability to make emergency proclamations and do things for the public safety. Now, these things are generally done, obviously, in the case of, especially in Florida, if there's a hurricane or some other natural disaster.
Yeah, but the way she did it, she makes it sound like Dean Faber does in the opening of Animal House. when he puts everybody on double secret probation, yeah.
She's going to put her foot down, and that foot is her?
That foot is her.
Yeah, she says that the Emergency Powers Law allows the governor to, quote, cope with threats and danger or anything that would endanger life, limb, or property or cause a breach of the peace or good order of society. This is clearly a bastardization of the law and its intent, and would immediately be challenged in court, of course, and hopefully a restraining order would stop her from getting any farther than that. But she did everything she could to demonstrate that she clearly is the most anti-gun candidate in the field there.
From now on, they're on double secret probation. So,
exactly.
You know, the thing about that is, you know, the precedent that creates whenever something like that happens, like, I don't when Obama was doing it. I was like, well, you know, I don't, if Obama's doing it, they're just going to let him get away with it. I can't wait to see what the next president does. Because what if he's conservative, you know? So, I mean, what she's describing, there would be no need for General Assemblies, legislatures, Senates, Houses of Representatives. You know, we would just elect the next Napoleon, and she could be transgendered, I guess, be Napoleonette or Napoleonette or whatever, and, you know, go from there.
No, yeah, it's government by diktat. And sure. what the Democrats found when a Republican was elected was that when you rule by a pen and phone, it's just as easy to overturn that once you are out of office.
Right.
So all the executive orders that the president issued were easily undone by President Trump. And if to the extent that Trump puts any executive orders in place, the next president, if he's a Democrat, can undo them just as easily. So and I'm sure that Governor Graham would find the same thing happen.
Which, I don't know, based upon our Congress, maybe we don't need a Congress because they certainly don't do much, do they?
No, they don't seem to.
No, they don't.
They've ceded a lot of power to the executive branch, and then they love to complain about it when he or she wields that power.
Yeah,
exactly.
So we got about 5 minutes here. So, I mean, is there anything else you want to throw out there? That is a good one, though. I read that article. I was like, wow, lady.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you know, listening to that, and not too long ago, somebody listening to that, they would have pulled out the jacket that has the sleeves that connect in the back.
Yeah, and everybody thought she's crazy.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't seem so crazy.
Oh, no, now
people on our side look at that and say, yeah, I can see that happening. I can see somebody actually trying to do that. We've gone pretty far down on the insanity scale.
Yeah.
In terms of what some politicians say they're willing to do and might actually do.
I think the ones that think they could actually make it happen, that's the part that, always interests me. Courts, for example, whenever a court comes down with a finding, the only way that actually works and actually is enforced is based upon the civility of the society they come down with that ruling in, because otherwise they can't enforce it.
No, it's just words on paper.
Yeah.
We just have to be willing to abide by that. And if we ever get to the point where a court finding or a court ruling is met with enough outrage that people refuse to abide by it, things could get interesting in the Chinese sense of the word.
Yeah, in every sense of the word, because that's it, you know. That's the other precedent. The Democrats do that all the time. They get out there and they pass laws they don't even follow. I mean,
no, there are a lot of laws that aren't enforced, they do tend to go one way rather than the other. So if people on the right side of things refuse to abide by a law that's duly passed, that tends to create a whole lot more outrage. If there's ever, and we've actually seen some of that in places like New York, places that have outlawed, say, bump stocks or assault rifles, quote unquote, that type of thing, and people are supposed to register them and turn them in. People aren't doing it. People aren't registering their guns.
No.
There's just been a tiny number of people complying with those laws, and the governments who are in charge of enforcing those laws have conveniently avoided trying to enforce those laws, because if they do, they go knocking on doors asking people about guns they think they have and want to and have it registered, again, things could get interesting in a not very nice way.
Oh, yeah. Real bad, real quick. I mean, it would...
Irish democracy.
Yeah. It would go south really quick. But I don't think it would have to last very long. But it would go south really quick. But all that notwithstanding, the mere fact that the norm now seems to be, well, And I, what is that guy's name? He keeps showing up on Carlson, Tucker Carlson's show, and he's like, well, you know, if we pass these laws, all of you gun owners are so law-abiding. You'll just follow them, right?
Yeah, exactly. There are going to be a lot of boating accidents where guns are lost, and gee, I can't find those anymore. I don't have them. No, I know. That's just, people are not, gun owners are very reticent, obviously, about complying with anything, registration, that could eventually lead to confiscation. It's everyone's greatest fear.
Right. Well, I mean, they would have to try that in some of these states that have registries already, because not every state has a registry. And I don't know if they would get out there and say, well, by decree, there's going to be registries. And then we're going to confiscate all the guns. But if they start doing that, then, well, it'll be sort of like the Bundy Ranch, don't you think, where the first time that happens in one of the very restrictive states, is going to be, they're going to be looking up saying, what's all these Tennessee tags doing in town?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of situations exactly like the Bundy Ranch situation. Yeah. And we can only hope that they're resolved as peacefully.
Well, it all depends on the other side, though, doesn't it? So, anyway, all depends on the other side. Like, as usual, I mean, he and I could sit here and we could do this show and we could take up the entire next show segment and not cover everything the Truth About Guns brings to the forefront every week. If you are a Second Amendment-minded person, if you believe in freedom and everything else, this is one place to go to get the information that is the ammunition to try to wait, you know, to try to go after the ideological combat part. That's the best way for us to try to fight it before we get into the real combat, trust me. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, and we'll talk again.
Yes, we will. Hour number two is inbound. The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.